jam-packed perek of Maseches Kedushin. Every perek of Kedushin is jam-packed, but the second one is especially jam-packed, as we've had. It hasn't let up throughout the perek, all of the major Shas topics that have come up, and as we continue with one of the last ones here in the perek. So the Mishnah mentioned back on Nun Vav Amebez, the list of items that are asur ba'anah, and therefore you can't get married with them. If one tries to get married with them, it does not work. The last one on the list was chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. If I take a carbon, an animal that is not a carbon, and I shecht it in the azara, so the Mishnah is clearly holding that it is asur ba'anah, that meat, and I cannot get married with it. So what is the source? The Gemara asked, what is the source that chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is asur ba'anah? So let's go back to the two dots on Nun Zayin Amabe. Siminan Emili. So Amar Biochara Mishum Rabbi Meir. Amar Torah says, the Rabbi Meir says that it is somewhat of a comparison. Unclear exactly what this is. Is it a hekish? Is it a mamatzinu? Probably sounds like a mamatzinu. Some type of, just compare two things. Shachot li bishali, vishalcha bishalcha. You shecht my property in my area, like karbanas at the base of Mikdash, and you shecht yours and yours, mashali bishalcha asur, just like mine and yours. That's called shchutei chutz. Just like shchutei chutz is asur, af shalcha bishali asur, so to yours in mine is asur. So we compare shchutei chutz, which becomes asur bana, and chulin shchutei bazara, which is asur bana. Rashi throws in mashali bishalcha asur, Rashi says bahana. What's the source that shchutei chutz is asur bahana? De miyatir hana shenaser bamechayim. Because once it's asur as a karban, you need to do the proper avoda in order to matir it. And by shchutei chutz, you didn't. So mamela, it's still asur. You don't need a separate isur in the Torah for shchutei chutz. It's just that it was a karban and it's never got matired. Achrei she'ein damo nizrak. So back to the Gemara. So we compare shchutei chutz to chulish shchutei bazara, which are mirror images of each other, right? They're both in the wrong place. You're shechting animals in the wrong place. So just like shchutei chutz is asur bana, so to chulish shchutei bazara. Says the Gemara, if you're comparing them, so go one step further. Imash sheli bishalacha anush kares, af shalacha bishali anush kares. Shchutei chutz is an isur kares, as is mentioned in Parashas Zachrimos, in very graphic form. So just like that would be an Isser Karis, Af Shalcha B'Shali Yerush Karis. So why don't you say, Shalcha B'Shali, you should say, Chulish and Ishkutu Ba'Zara, is also in Isser Karis. Go all the way with the comparison. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, Ve'al Pesach, Almoy, Lo Hevi'o, Lahakriv, Karban Lashem, Vinichras. He did not bring the animal, the karba to the base of Mikdash. Al karban anish kares, al chulish shchutei bazara ain anish kares. You don't go that far, meaning there's a difference between them. Says the Gemara, so if there's a difference between them, doesn't that ruin the whole similarity? The whole comparison. Ika lemifrach ma'al shali b'shalacha, shekin anish kares. See, if you're telling me that you cannot compare them in that regard, wouldn't that be such a difference that you would not be able to compare them and you wouldn't even be able to learn the Isser Hana'a from Shchutei Chutz to Chulish Shchutei Bazara? So we're going to have to come up with a second pshat. What is the source for the Isser Hana'a of Chulish Shchutei Bazara, not from Shchutei Chutz? Just one point just to add, and that is the Tosafot Rush here on the Havamina. The Havamina of the comparison was, you compare it to Shchutei Chutz, and the Gemara says, what about Karis? Just like this is Karis, so too this should be Karis. Is that a real Havamina? That we should say Karis by Chulish and Shchutei Bazara? After Tosafot Rush. Ein onshin min hadin. That's the language of the Tosafot Rush here. Afal gav, but then he says, Afal gav de ein onshin min hadin, which is his implicit question. How can you give a punishment min hadin, which we usually translate as based on a kal v'chomer? Ein onshin min hadin. You see from the Tosafot Rush that min hadin could also mean a mamatzinu, a comparison between two parshios, not only kal v'chomer. You can't punish based on a mamatzinu. Asked the Tosafot Rush. His answer: Hainu onesh bezdin. Bezdin can't be manish based on a din, a mamatzinu kavachomer. Hashem can. It's a kari. So Hashem knows what the halach is, and therefore kaviyachol. So therefore, the Tosafot Rush says that in onshin min hadin wouldn't apply here. It's interesting that this might relate to the svaras that we have mentioned in the past for in onshin min hadin. Again, the Maariv Chayis, the beginning of Nedarim, discusses whether you could compare it to a mamatzinu or not. And he says, it's tali on the svaras. There are four different ideas that are mentioned in the Achronim for why we can't give a punishment based on a Kal V'chomer or based on a Mamatzinu. So one is, you might just say, Midihi Batorah. That's the din. That's the rule. That was the rule that was handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is why one can't give a punishment. No svaras. If that's true, so that could apply equally to Kal V'chomer, to Mamatzinu, right? Whatever the Masara is. Number one. Number two, the second one that's popular amongst the Achronim is that no, that you can't give a punishment because even though the Kal gets the punishment, maybe the Chomer cannot because the Chomer is so Chomer, is so stringent, then this Onesh is not even going to help. Like the Smag says by Molech. The Torah tells us that if somebody gives their children to Molech, so then Machlokas Rishonim, whether one actually kills their children in the fire or just passes through fire, Machlokas Rashi and Rambam, who say that it's just passing through fire. The Ramban says it's actually child sacrificing. But either way, the Torah, the Gemara darshins at Sanhedrin that only if you give some of your children. But if you give all of your children, then you're pater. If you give all of your children, that's not as chamer. So says the Smag. No, that's even more chamer. Then forget it. Then Misa's not even going to help you. Or the Kesem Mishnah uses that to relate to Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa. Only if you tried to give the punishment. But if you actually gave the punishment, there's no punishment. Right, so it's just the opposite logically. So maybe it's so chamor. Gadol avono min so is the lashon used. So if that's the svara for ein onshe min adin, that even if a kal gets him, if the chamor can't, so maybe that would only apply to a kal v'chomer, not to a mamatzinu. A mamatzinu is similar. It's not a kal and a chamor. So maybe you would not apply the principle of ein onshe min adin to that svara. Number two, number three. Also, maybe there's a pircha to the kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is based on logic. So maybe that problem could also, Mamatzinu is just the weakest type of comparison, like our Gemara rejects the Mamatzinu. Once you don't compare within Karis, so there are very different options. Rabbi Yosef Engel adds in the Lekach Tov and Klal Beis a fourth approach to Ein Onshe Min Adin. Maybe it's part of the larger topic of the Hitzilu Ha'eda. We know there's a special din in Masechta Sanhedrin that you always try to save, you always try to exonerate, and that's within din. So the chiddush that he's applying is that maybe that is also regarding Bezdin. To darshin a punishment of Bezdin from limudim ein onshe min adin. That's based on v'yitzilu ha'eda. So would that apply to a mamatzinu? Also, right? That's also a limud l'chayiv. So pashtus, the only one that mamatzinu would not fit into is number two. That there is a kal and a chomer. But either way, that's what we see from the Tosafot Rashi's comment on our Gemara. So, back to the Gemara. So, we're going to try number two. What is the source for chulin shenishchutu ba'azara having an isser hana'a, and therefore you cannot get married with it? El amar abaya mehacha. It comes from the following. It comes from Karban Shlamim, where it says by Karban Shlamim three times. Ushchato, vishachato so, vishachato so. Tlasa kraya yitere. Three extra psukim, atam alomar. So what is it telling us? Lafishan emar, kir chachmim chamakom, vizavachta. Because the Torah tells us, when the distance is too far from you, in Eretz Yisrael, and you shall shech, there is a machlokas tanoim, in Meseches Chulin, in the Midbar, were Bnei Yisrael allowed to just shech the animals when they wanted, or did every animal that they wanted to eat have to be a carbon shlamim? That's a machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara and Rashi explains it here based on the shita of Rabbi Yishmael that basar taiva, non-carbon in the midbar, was asura in the midbar. It had to be a carbon shlamim. So when the Torah tells us now you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so now you're allowed to have non-shlamims because you're going to be too far from the base of Migdash. In the midbar, they were all right around the Mishkan. But in the midbar, in the Eretz Yisrael, they're going to live all over. So Hashem doesn't demand that every animal we eat have to bring a carbon that is brought in the Mishkan. That's the psukim, kir chak mimcha makom, when it's too far from you, for zavachta, so you can check chulin wherever you want. So we darshan from there, berichuk makom atazoveach, only you're only allowed to shech your chulin when you're far, meaning not in the azara. Berichuk makom atazoveach, v'yetazoveach b'makom karov. But you cannot shech the animals. You cannot shech your chulin b'makom karov in a close space. Meaning that's the source. chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is asur. That's the source. Only shechter chulin outside, not inside. Prat lechulin shelo yishchetu yishachtu ba'azara. The ein li ela tamimim. So fine, this is a source that a tam that is ra'ui to be brought as a karban, that's the isser, right? We could talk about what the root hashkafic isser is for chulin shishkutu bazara. It's like a slap in the face. You're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have an animal, and you're shechting it, and you're not bringing it as a karban. So maybe that would only apply to a tam animal, which can be brought as a karban. So maybe that only there we say it is usser. Ela tibimer uyin likari. Minayin l'rabba is ba'ali mumin. How do I know to include ba'ali mumin? That's also usser to shecht in the azara. So marbani is ba'ali mumin, shekein min hamachshir. Well, it's the same category, the same type of animal. So that's good enough to be considered a slap in the face. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is Chulin Shishkli Bazar. Minayin L'Rabbo says Achaya, so how about Achaya? There are no Chayas that are brought as Karbanos. Marabani is Achaya, Shehi, Bishchita, Kibbehema. Well, at least it's the same category of beast that you kill the same way, halachically. Minayin L'Rabbo says Ha'ofos. How do I know to include birds which are not done with Shchita, but done with Malika? And also, Rashi quotes the separate from that point that I just mentioned. Rashi quotes in the first wide line, "Minayin l'rabbo says ha'ofos she'ein shchitasan mufureshes b'Torah." Doesn't say mufuresh in the Torah to do shchita by a bird, right? Animals, it talks about shchita. Birds, it doesn't. Even though we know that's what you have to do by chulin animals, it is shchita. What's Rashi alluding to? Maybe there are other animals that don't require shchita at all. For example, fish. Fish you have to do nothing to. The Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, asifasan zuhi shchitasan. Gathering them from the water, taking a fish out of the water, is it shchita? Or by grasshoppers, it's the same discussion. So some animals do not require a specific act done to them. So ofos have, but it's not a first in the Torah. So how do you know that's included? So Tama Lomar, that's where you have the psukim, v'shachatu, v'shachat oso, v'shachat oso. So that's the source for chulin shishkutu bazar being usher to perform. So now we go one step further. You might think you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, it does not become usher bahana'a, which is what we need to say in our context. Tama Lomar, ki yirchak mimcha makom v'zavachta v'yachalta. What you shechted far away, meaning outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan, you could eat. Prat lechulin shenishchutu bazara. So that's what we learned from there. And then we have the same shakla v'tarya as we just had. So what do we darshan so far? We learned all of these items are not only usur to shecht if they are chulin in the azara, but they are also usur to get benefit from, usur to eat. So lachalo yishchot, says the Gemara. Well, maybe you're not allowed to shecht them v'imshacha, but if you did yashli chenu lufnei klavim, maybe you can't eat it, but maybe you can benefit. You could give it to your dog. Yashli chenu lufnei klavim, like a nevela, says the Gemara. Tama lomar lakelav tashlichon oso. No, by a nevela, throw it to the dogs. Oso ata mashlech lakelav v'i ata mashlech chulin shnishchutu bazara. You only show shecht the nevela, but or a treifa, but you don't throw chulin shishkutu bazara. And Rashi quotes the Gemara here in Chulin, which talks about the comparison between what does this exactly have to do with that pasuk? But we will leave it for now. So we have a source is aser bana chulin shishkutu bazara. Weiter ashkachinu mar Yehuda l'Rav Yosef u'l'Rav Shmuel b'Rei d'Rabba b'Bar Chana. They were sitting at the doorway. Amar lehu, he says, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Hamakadesh bepeter chamar bebasar bechalav ubechule shenishchutu bazara. If you check with these were three of the ones on the list in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer mikudeshes against our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says these three items you can get married to. He holds these three are not asur bahana. Wow. So he holds basar bechalav is not asur bahana. Against what we hold. Petah chamor, the animal before it switched with a sheep, is not asur bahana. And the one important for us now, chulin shishchutu bazara. V'chachamim amreinim kudeshes. The chachamim say, no, it doesn't work like our Mishnah says. So Alma, So what do you see from Rabbi Shimon's opinion? Chulin shadish chadu bazar. The Rabbi Shimon lav de oraisa. It's not daraisa. Chulin shadish chadu bazar. So let's first finish and then we'll talk about that. Says the Gemara of Raminu, is that really true? Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not aser bana. Rabbi Shimon Omer chulin shadish chadu bazar yisarfu. But Rabbi Shimon says elsewhere in Ebraisa that you have to burn chulin shadish chadu bazar. V'chein chay shadish chadu bazar. There, and how do you know? What does burning have to do with it? Rashi says, you wouldn't treat it as so chamor unless it was also, what you did was an Issa Daraisa. If you did an Issa Darabanan, we wouldn't make you burn it. Burning it as a reflection of seriousness, what do you have to burn? Kilei Akerem, other items. Says Rashi, Ubechulin Bazara Kasavar Isuro Lav Daraisa Velo Darish Berichuk, v'lo itzir shchidat, v'lo itzir hanaso, v'lo darsh berichuk makom hachi, elamid rabbanan, asi lemeimar, v'chulu v'chulu. I'm sorry, the next Rashi. Yisarfu, v'lo sagi luhu bikfura. You can't just bury it, you have to burn it. Alma yisura min haTorah. That shows that it must be a sedaraisa. Di'imi d'rabbanan, mimarach marinan kule hai. Would be so machmir as to burn the item. If it was only aser midrabanan, nehi debebebehema gozer atu psule mugdashin. Fine, certain cases were gozer, but you shouldn't be gozer here. So Rashi says a few lines later, elavadai, isuran midivrei Torah, visrefasan midivrei sofrim. It must be what you did was aser daraisa. So that's the question. How could Rabbi Shimon say that chulish shesu bazara is mekudeshes? Right? Isn't it aser bahana? Because that's what you see, and what you did was aser daraisa. Because that's what you did. That's what you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, Ishtiku. These two rabbis did not have an answer for Mar Yehuda. Also, lakami de Rabba. So they came in front of Rabba because they had a kasha. They wanted to know the answer. Amarlu, he says, Palga ukminchi. The one who always argues, Palga, the argumentative one. He was talking about Mar Yehuda. Ukminchi has stumped you. Has asked you a question that you can't answer. Pal gug minchi. Well, but let me explain to you the answer though. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigosha nishchata v'nim says treifa. You know what the chiluk is? Rabbi, a different shita of Rabbi Shimon. Really, if he did a proper shchita bazara of chulin, that is aser. But when does he say it's mekudeshes? If you did chulin shishu bazara, but it was a shchita she'ena re'uya. You shechted, and it was found to be a treifa. There was some other psul that, therefore, it did not have a heter shechita. Rabbi Shimon Lataime, and Rabbi Shimon says in many other places, different halachic places in Shas, in Tzvichu Mechira, and in the other Shabbos, V'tanya, shochet es ha-treifa, v'chein ha-shochet v'nim says treifa, zev ez ha-chulin ba-zara, Rabbi Shimon matir ba-hana'a, v'chachamim, Ostrin. So Rabbi Shimon's Shas Shita is Shchita She'ena Re'uya, a Shchita that does not bring a heter with it, Lo Shma Shchita, even if the reason that it is not bringing the heter has nothing to do with the Shchita. So you might find the Treifa, and there are other contexts, let's say Shochi Lavodah Zarah, right, other cases where it's a Shchita She'ena Re'uya. But either way, that's where Rabbi Shimon is, when Rabbi Shimon says you could get married with it, it's specifically about Shchita She'ena Re'uya, but fundamentally he might agree that Shchulin Shishchul de Bazara is Aser. Tosas here discusses, let's say Shchulin Shishchul de Bazara, going back to that original Havamina, is Lav Daraisa. If it was Lav Daraisa in the Havamina, so we said, therefore it could be used for Kiddushin. Says Tosfos on top. V'im tomar ha-mashma di'ikadar isa-drabanan. By saying lav daraisa, it still sounds like you're violating an isa-drabanan. So the havamina is, even though you violated an isa-drabanan, and it's asa-drabanan, let's say, you can still use it for marriage. Ask Tosfos, how does that work with the first parak imsachim? The first parak, what does the Gemara there say? If you remember, Dav Zayin, if somebody tries to get married with chametz during the isa-drabanan hours of chametz, then the marriage doesn't work. Hamakadish bivov shows falamala via filu bechite kurden isa. Right, in discussion, what's the afilu? It's not edible. De einam asur melamidra banan ein choshen lekidushin. So how could our Gemara assume that if shchita, if shchulin shishu d'bazara is a drabanan, the marriage would work because it's only drabanan? The Gemara Pesachim says that even if it's drabanan, it shouldn't work. We discussed this a couple of days ago from the Ritva, a related topic. The Ritva discussed if you could use Isurei Hana'a, Shelo Kederach Hana'aso. Remember Tosis' question on Nun Vav Amabez. We discussed this on Friday, right? If it's still Asur Midrabanan, so or the question of the Rishonim was, why can't you use it, Shloka Derechan Aso? So Tosfos gives two other answers, and the Ritva's answer was, it's still Aser Derabanan to use, and therefore you can't get married with it. And that's why the Ritva said, so why is that Derabanan not allowed, while if I get married in front of Eidim Psulimi Derabanan, it would be a good marriage? So that was one question within this sugya. So there's another one. What's the difference between the Chametz case, where it does not work, and our case over here of Chulin, Shenishchetu Bazara, where it would work? So what's the Tosfos' answer? V'yeshlomar dehasam ikamia sha'os da'araisa. There's something biblical over there. We're talking about, fine, the Chametz itself is only Durabanan because it's a Chametz Noksha or Tarovis, whatever the case is, but it is within the hours of Daraisa. You remember, Chametz becomes Asar already on at Chatzos on Erev Pesach, or the language of the Rush here, expanding, is what Tosfos says, but expanding on Tosfos, the Rush here says, let me just find it, the Rush here at the end of our Perek says, because it is... Sorry, wrong spot. Says the Rosh, V'yish l'chalik. Mishum d'chametz b'pesach ikaro mi d'oraisa. Avachul n'shishu d'bazaro l'Rabbi Shimon kol yisura mi d'rabanan. We know there are different categories of d'rabanan. Yesh lo ikar min ha-Torah or ain lo ikar min ha-Torah. That's the chilek according to the Rosh and according to Tosfos. Yesh lo ikar min ha-Torah, it relates somehow to d'oraisa, so that would not be allowed. That would not be mekudeshes. If it's totally Durabanan, so the Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, then it would be Mekudeshes. It's interesting, if this is true, you might be Mechalik even within the Isurei Durabanans. We know that we're going to mention it now. The Briska Rav is Medayik in the language of the Rambam. We know that on Erev Pesach, there are two different additions that the rabbis made. Midaraisa Chametz becomes Aser from Chatzos. Then the Rabbanan said an hour before that, it's already Asur Bahana'a Midrabanan. An hour before that, it's already Asur Ba'achila Midrabanan. That's how we know. There's always Sov Zman Achila, which is the end of the fourth hour, and Sov Zman Bi'ur, which is the end of the fifth hour. It's still Durabanan after that. After that, it's Asur Ba'ana'a, so you can't burn it after that time, because you already don't own it. But the Rabbanan bumped up the Isur Hana'a to an hour, and then Isur Achila an hour before that. And the Rambam quotes those separately. It's two separate ideas. The Briska Rav on the Rambam says there's a lumdus difference within the Durabanans there. For the hour before the Daraisa, after the fifth hour, when it's Asur Bahana'a Midrabanan, that's because the Rabbanan gave it the status of a Chefza Shel Chametz. And that's why it's Asur Midrabanan, even Bahana'a. The hour before that, where it's only Asur Ba'achila, it's just an Isur Gavra. The Rabbanan said, don't eat this. It doesn't really have the status of Chametz Midrabanan yet, because then you'd have to destroy it. You're still allowed to get Hana from it. I'm allowed to burn it. I'm allowed to give it to my dog. I'm allowed to do whatever I want with it. Bahana. So the Briska Rav says, that's the difference in Lamdis within the two Durabanans on Erev Pesach. So maybe... Again, you have to do the research, so maybe relating to this question might be a difference. Would there be a difference between the fifth hour and the fourth hour? So the fourth hour, it wouldn't be a difference because that is mutter bahana. But the woman can't eat it, right, if you're giving her chametz. But it might relate to that topic of is yesh lo ikar min ha-Torah or ein lo ikar min ha-Torah in terms of conceptual analysis. There are other suggestions given. If you look at the Rambam does not make any distinctions between yesh lo or ein lo ikar min ha-Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Hey, he says, Hamakadish bedavar shehu aser bahana. Kigon. Chametz bepesach, basar bechalav, v'chayotim eishar ha'isuri hana, eina mekudeshes. And then he says, the afilu haya aser hana midivrayim, kigon chametz, b'sha'ashishis, miyomar ba'asar, eina mekudeshes. The Rambam just says, you can't get married with Isuri Durabanan. So what would the Rambam do with this? Well, we don't pass the Rambam Shimon. Maybe we'd have another answer. But the Avnei Miluim thinks this is a machlokas between Rosh Tosfos versus the Rambam. The Avnei Miluim, when he quote commenting on the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kiddushin, Chafches, Hamakadish b'Yisurei Hana Midrabanan legamrei she'ein lo ikar midaoraisa mikudeshes ve'im b'chametz daoraisa v'shoos derabanan o b'chametz derabanan v'shoos daoraisa safig mikudeshes ve'im b'Yisurei daoraisa legamrei kigon chametz daoraisa b'shoos daoraisa ein mikudeshes. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you're Makadish with Yisurei Hana'a that has no ikar min ha-Torah, it works. He quotes the Rush. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rush. The Avin Miluim says, not so fast, because the Rambam might not agree to this. The Rambam might be more machmer. Even a Durabanan of Ein Lo Iker Menat Torah, the Rambam is a machalik, that also might not be allowed. But that's a Rambam near it. The Afilu Bisurin Ad Durabanan Shein Lo Iker Menat Raisa, Einim Kudeshes. Mishum Taha Rambam Lishitaso. The Rambam says the woman has to be able to get Hana from it, Lomaisa. And that's what the Rambam says. Mekadish B'mana Amanas Lahachzir, Einim Kudeshes. Rabbi Tana Manas Lahachzir, because there's no Hana there. She has to give it right back. So it's important machlokas Rishonim that is mentioned. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara two dots. Machran v'kiddush mitbeim mekudeshes. The last line of the Mishnah was: if I take all these yisurei hana and I switch them for money, I sell them. So then the money I'm allowed to use to get married with, because the status does not change. If I sell a peter chamor, the peter chamor is still aser, but the money doesn't change. So minani mili. How do I know that if I trade an isur hana'a for money, the money does not get the status? Because there's only one or two exceptions to the rule. Mitegali rachmana v'avodas kochavim. Because since by avodas zara it says v'ha'isa cherim kamohu, whatever you have with the avodah zarah shall become like it, and we darshan kol sha'ata mehayeh hemena. Anything that you create from it, harehu kamahu mechlal the kol yisurim shabatara shari. Right, dafka avodah zarah is what we call has damim nitfasim. If I sell you avodah zarah, so then the money that you give me is also avodah zarah. So it's dafka avodah zarah and not anything else. V'neilach mina, why don't you learn from avodah zarah? Mishum davi avodas kochavim v'shvius sheksuvin abank echad. Because really, there's another context. Shmita also. If I sell shmita, something with kedusha shvius, then the money also gets kedusha. So v'choshneksuvin abank echad emalamdin. So it's two psukim that teach you the same thing, and therefore you can't extend it. Avodas kochavim hada amran. We just said what's the source of avodah zarah? We just added shvius mahi. What's the source for shvius being nitfas? Kedusha, Yovel hi kodesh tialachem, which we also see is talking about kedusha shmita. It is kodesh to you. Ma kodesh tofes es damav kaperik et hektish, just like hektish is tes tfisas damav. Av shvius tofes es damav. So to shmita is tofes damav. E ma kodesh tofes es damav yotzi lechulin. So why don't you go across totally just like hektish? If I have an animal that's hektish and I redeem it, so the animal no longer has kedusha. And only the money does, so why don't you say it's the same thing by Chulin? By Shemitah, no. The Shemitah fruit always retain their Kedusha, and it just extends. Shemitah Kedusha is different. Ketzad, how do we know it's different? As follows. Lokach Mever Shvius Basar. If I buy meat with the fruit of Shemitah, Elu Ve'elum is Varam Shvius. They both have Kedusha. And therefore you have to do Biur. Biur, as we know, is a separate mitzvah, not counted as a separate mitzvah, but part of the mitzvah of Shemitah is to get it out of one's house at the end or after Shemitah when it's no longer available in the field. Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is Biur? Right, the Rambam says you have to destroy it. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Ramban. The Ramban says you just have to be mafkirit. You just have to put it outside and be mafkirit for a little while, and then eventually you can take it back in. That's the Ramban in Parshas Bahar. What does he say? I'll just read it to you. The inyano sheyichale haperos acharzman bibeso lahafkiran v'hu biur sheshvius sheyaskiru chachamim b'chol makom. That's what biur is. The ein ha'inyan sheyu haperos acharzman habiur asurin b'hanah b'achila. The pears aren't usher to eat after biur. No. V'yemechuyev la'abdam. You have to destroy them. No. V'lo manu chachamim b'mishnah. And the rabbanan at the end of Temura, where it discusses all items that have to be burned, that have to be buried. Peir Shmita aren't there. Lo min ha'nisrafim v'lo min ha'nikbarin ve'eno ela she'hutzarech leva'ara me'rishuso u'lahafkiram la'aniyim u'lechol adam kenyin bi'arti ha'kodesh min ha'bayis. That's Biur. And he says, not like the Rambam. V'arav Rabbi Moshe, v'arav b'min ha'chachamim s'vurim she'bir osel lagamri v'tun n'sreifa o'mefaz l'ruach matel hayam ve'eno kein k'moshe nisbar. I disagree. I don't think you have to destroy it. I think you just have to be mafkirit. That's the Ramban. So, Biur is always a reflection of Kedusha. So that's what the Brisa here says. If I traded Perish Mita for meat, so then they both have to be they both have to be Hufkar. They both have Kedusha. Bibasar Dagin, but what if I then take that meat and buy fish? Yatza basar nichlas udagim. Then the meat no longer has kedusha, and the fish has kedusha. Bedagim yayin yatzu dagim nichlas yayin. Beyayin shemen yatza yayin nichlas shemen. Yehaketzad. Let me explain. Acharon acharon nitvas b'shvius. The last item always has the kedusha. Uperiatzmo aser, and the fruit of shvita itself is always aser. Rev Rimon, in his Sefer on Shemitah, he discusses two points. Number one, what's the Svara for this? Fine, it's Xeris HaKasim. Is there any Svara that Shemitah, more than any other item, okay, Avodah Zarah, that's like, it's Chamor, it smacks of idolatry, but why Shemitah? You know, that's different than Truma and Maestras and all other items. So explains, it's just a Svara, it makes sense, it's different. Shemitah is the only item that gets its kedusha without man doing anything. By all other matanos, by all other items of kedusha, there's something that man does. There's a hafrasha. There's a hafrasha. Even by bikurim, in my bikurim, I have to label it as bikurim. I put the ribbon around it. Truma mafresh, trumas meiser, chala, everything. Arlo doesn't have kedusha, it's just aser. So, peirush shemitah, it's just called Hashem. It grew, and now it has Kedusha. So maybe that's why it's different. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh, so it never loses its Kedusha. Right? It's not because man did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Lamaisa, as he describes there, right, the big issue about what about in a supermarket, what about the issue of giving Kedusha Shvias to an Am Haaretz. So he says Lamaisa in most places, Bizman Hazeh, it is not a problem. Why? Because what's in the stores? Either it's Heter Mechira, which Me'ikar Hadin, Heter Mechira does not have Kedusha. Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim said that Heter Mechira does not have Kedusha, even if you want to say it shouldn't have been done. But once it was done, Bizman Hazeh, it worked, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha. A, that's what most assume, even though there are others that are Machmir in Bnei Brak, but most assume, number one. And number two, if it's Otzer Bezdin, then you're not paying for the fruit. You're paying for the labor that was done, so the money doesn't get Kedusha anyway. So in most cases, to get a fruit of Shemitah that you buy that's actually with Kedusha, and therefore the Kedusha would switch onto the money, it's not so common. Not so common to have that, to have that issue the Maisa. But either way, theoretically, it does apply. We just read you Rav Rimon's words. It's in Hebrew and English. I just have it here from the English. We explain this difference by suggesting that Shemitah produce has inherent sanctity as opposed to Meiser and Hektish, the sanctity of which results from human action. We added that the goal of a sabbatical year is to demonstrate that the land belongs to Hashem, and therefore even the person who grew the produce is not treated as its owner and cannot remove its sanctity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. That's what Shemitah is about. He made it Kadosh, and therefore it never loses its Kedusha. Okay, finishing up, last three lines here. Hani Chalamanta Amar Ein Malamdin. So fine, if you say that Shnei Ksuvin HaBan Ke'echad cannot be a model, so it's fine. Avodah Zarah and Shemitah. So therefore you cannot extend it elsewhere. Elamant Amar Malamdin Ma'ikel Ameymar. But what if you say there's a sheet out there that says you do use it as a model, even if it's two? So the Gemara says, Miyutek Sivi. Each one, though, has exclusionary words. Ksiv Hacha Ki Cherem Hu. The Ksiv Hasam Yovel Hi. He in Midi Achrini Lo. Okay, miutim. Fine. Last Mishnah in this parak. Says the Mishnah. Hamakadesh, bitrumos umaisros, ubimatanos. If somebody gets married with truma and meiser, or meiser, ubimatanos, or the matanos that the Kohen gets, that we give from every animal to the Kohen, zerol l'chaim akeva, where there's a parak in chulin, ubimechatas, or if somebody tries to get married with the water that is used in the paraduma process, ube efer chatas, or the ashes put in, harezu mekudeshes, that works. The afilu Yisrael, even a Yisrael that gets married with these items, it works. What's the havamina? A Yisrael. Yisrael can't eat truma. Yisrael can't do anything with truma. Ah, but he could choose who to give the truma to. What's that called? Tovas hana'a. That's the sugya that means ability to choose. I get to choose who I'm giving this to. So does that have a monetary value recognized in halacha? Tovas hana'a mamon, tovas hana'a eino mamon. So what does it sound like from the Mishnah? And this is what the Gemara is about to talk about. Sounds like mamon, because the Yisrael is able to not eat it, not give it to his animal, but he can choose which Kohen it is going to. Good. Says the Gemara, Omar, Ula, Tovas Anayna, Ina Mamon. Ula holds, Tovas Anayna is not called Mamon. And again, there's lumdis how to formulate that. The financial stake that you have to be able to choose. So that is a financial stake, but is that something b'mahus of the item, or is that something external? Right? Different formulations of the machlokes, mamon eino mamon. But either way, Ula says eino mamon. So our mishnah is akasha. Eiser Rabbi Abba leUla hamikadosh b'shivus ma'isus ubematanos b'meichados v'ebrim paro harezu mukudeshes afili Yisrael. So our mishnah sees befurish that the ability to choose does represent a financial asset that you'd be able to be mekadosh with. So why does Ula say eino mamon? So Amar Le, Ula would say no. Our mishnah is not about a stam Yisrael. Hacha be Yisrael shenafu bo tfalim mibeis avim imo kohen. It's about a Yisrael whose mother's father was a kohen. His grandfather was a kohen. He yarshined from his grandfather. What did he yarshin? Tevel, which had truma in it. V'kasavar matana shlo hurmu k'mishum redamian. And our mishnah holds. We had this sugya also recently that matanos, even before they are separated, are as if they are separated. Meaning, this Yisrael's grandfather is as if he was already zoche in the truma in his tevel, and he yarshin it to his grandson. So his grandson can sell it. That's why it is. It's not like regular truma. Regular truma, if I'm mafresh from my field, I can't sell it. I have to give that to the kohen. So that's tovas hanoah eino mamon. But if it's mine, if I yarshined it from my grandfather who is a kohen, then I could sell it. So that really is an asset. Rashi says here, the Gemara could have just said simply, you yarshined truma from your maternal grandfather. You didn't have to say you yarshined tevel, which had truma in it. But Rashi says that if it's truma, then what would be the chiddush? So the Gemara wants to add on the chiddush, matana shelo hermu k'misha hermu damian. But it could have said either one, according to Rashi. Rashi's Lashon also is here, K'mit Shehermu Damian, third to last line, Hoil V'Omedes Litrom. Since it's Omed Litrom, that's why you say, Matan Shalom or K'mit Shehermu Damian, there's nothing else to be done here. And therefore, if there's no other action except to be Torim, so then it is B'li Hepsik, there's nothing else to do. The Shem HaSeyan Balacha here discusses, does this relate to the Sugya of Chatzitza? If a woman's going to get a haircut, you know, the next day, you know, do you say that the long hair is a chatzitza, or do you say it's matana shalom or kamisha or midamin? Omeid is omeid to be cut. So that's a double-edged sword. The second that it is too long, right, fingernails could be not a problem, but if it's very long and it's bothering me and I'm going to cut it, so then it could be a chatzitza. But he quotes the Tshuva V'Chasam Sofer, he quotes the minhag that's in some Hasidic circles that they have to shave after their wedding. So he says, so why is it a chatzitza if they're going to shave it very soon? So the Chasam Sofer says, no, it's omeid, but it's omeid to happen, and therefore it's, like it says here, matana shalom or kamisha hermu damyan. And therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So the Shem HaSeyan Balacha here says, maybe this Gemara is a smach to that. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, where he discusses, if there is a man that comes from a place where there's a minhag not to shave, So his wife comes from one that's to shave. Ramosha says, you go by the husband. The husband says not to, and the husband says it would be, it would create shalom bayis problems for him. So Ramosha says, that's, you listen to the husband, and therefore he writes in Eben Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simin Nuntes, he is allowed to, impose his menhagim, as in most places, menhagim, goes by the man. In a marriage. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Abami Nei Rabbi Chiya Bar Aven Mei Rav Huna. Tova Sana Mamon Eina Mamon. He asks the question. Amar Lei, Rav Huna answers, Tani Tua. Hamakadish B'chumas U'mai, Sosu B'matanos, B'meichadus V'efer Para, Harezu M'kodeshes V'afili Yisrael. Our Mishnah. Rav Huna says, our Mishnah. Doesn't that prove Tova Sana Mamon? So Amar Lei, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Aven, V'labu Kimna B'Yisrael Shanafalu T'fala M'beis Avi Imo Kohen. We just said it's not a Raya. We just said, no, it's our Mishnah could be a better case of Yisrael who yarshed from his grandfather. So Amar Le'er Funa says back to him, Hutsa'at. What does that mean? Hutsa'at sounds like you are outside. Ichzif. So he was embarrassed. He thought that he was just insulting him. Husavar Mishmaisa Kamarle. He was saying it from the Sugya. And he says, what did you bring me a Raya from the Mishnah for? We already learned that not to be a Raya. Amarlei, but really he was saying him as telling him as follows. Husavri Mishvaitza Kamarlei. Amarlei Haki Kamina. Rav Hutz Asi do Hutzal Koikavaseh. No, he was just saying Rav Asi of Hutzal. That's what Hutzal means. Holds like you. Okay. Neima ketanoi. Let's suggest that this issue of tovas hana, mamon or ena mamon, is really a machlokas tanoi. Neima ketanoi. Hagoni tivelo shel chaveiro. I steal your tevel. How much do I have to pay? Mishalim lo deme tivelo shel chaveiro divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to pay for everything. You have to pay for the tevel. I stole tevel, I have to pay for it. Even though tevel is asur pana. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda omer, eno mishalim ela deme chulin shebo. You only pay the chulin amount in the tevel. But, Rashi for a skinny line, avo bitruma umaiser, but regarding the truma and the maiser part of what's inside, amar le lav bal dvarim didiyat. The gazlan, the ganav could say, well, you're not my bailim. You weren't going to have the truma and the maiser. And, ukishayavo kohen, and if a kohen comes, he could tell him, well, there are a lot of kohanim. Who said it was going to go to you? So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, he did not veira, but he does not have to pay back the amount of the trumas and the maestras, only the amount of the chulin. So what's this machlokas about? So my la bacham ifligi is in the machlokas as follows. Demar sover tovas hana mamon. One opinion holds, the Tanakama holds tovas hana as mamon, and therefore you have to pay for everything. Omar sover tovas hana ain't a mamon. And the second opinion says no. The ability to choose which coin is going to is not considered an asset, and therefore you don't have the guy doesn't have to pay for it. There are 2 days here in the Ritva when it says, according to the first opinion, Tovas Hana Mamon. So it says you have to pay for everything. But even the Tovas Hana, let's say the Shumas and the Maestros, you have to pay for the whole value of the Shumas and the Maestros? Or just the value that someone would pay for it to be able to choose which coin is going to go to? So that's not as much as it's worth. So the Ritva has 2 days. One opinion is that when it says here, you have to pay for everything, it doesn't really mean for everything. It means that the chulin, you have to pay for everything, and the chuman, the meister part, you have to pay for the tovas hanoah part of that. But then the Ritva has a second day, he says, no, maybe it means the fact that you have tovas hanoah rights means it's yours. And once it's yours, you're the bialim. And therefore, he has to pay for everything. That's the 2 days here in the Ritva. Most assume like the first opinion, but the Ritva also has the second opinion. He says, v'efshar delamanda amar tovas hanoah mamon dami tivlo dinakat haynu demei chulin legamre v'demei tovas. I'm sorry, this is the first day. Demei chulin legamre v'demei tovas hanoah shoshumas amaisus inami lamanda amar tovas hanoah mamon chashivu ki'ilu kulo shelo legamre mishum dahu tovas hanoah de'islei begavei. Because of the Tovas Hanah, it's considered his, and therefore the Ganav has to pay for everything. Fine, so is that the Machlokas? Tovas Hanah Mamon or not? So the Gemara says no. There are a couple of other suggestions. Lo, Tekuliyama, Tovas Hanah, Eina Mamon. Maybe everybody agrees it's not. Eina Mamon. So why would the Ganav have to pay for everything? Vehacha, Bitfalim, Shenafel, Lo, Mebeis, Avimo, As Kohen. Right, maybe we're talking about the same way that we explained the Mishnah. We're talking about Tevel that came from his grandfather. And the Machlokas is, was his grandfather Zoche in the Truma yet? That he would Yarshu into his grandson. Mar Savar, Kamisha Hermudamian. The Tanakhama says, yes, it's considered as if the Truma was owned by the grandfather. So he Yarshuned it to his grandson. Umar Savar, Lav Kamisha Hermudamian. And the second opinion says, no, it was Tevel, and therefore his grandfather never had it. Viva Yasema, or the third, Tekuli Alma Kamisha Hermudamian. Everybody agrees it's Kamisha Hermu. And that would mean that he would own it. Vitobasana Eina Mamo, that means he wouldn't own it. Vahacha, and the machlokas here is really about Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Chita achas, poteres es akri. Mi da'or raisa, how much truma do I have to give? Meiser, 1/10. Truma, Shmuel says, any tiny amount is the mitzvah of truma. Chita achas, poteres es akri. So if that's true, maybe that's what the machlokas is. Damar isle de Shmuel. The Tanakhama is like Shmuel, so therefore the God of basically has to pay for everything. Everything means minus a tiny amount. Because he holds like Shmuel. Umar les le de Shmuel, and the other opinion does not hold like Shmuel. Here is the Tosfos Rid. Here it is, Kiddushin and Ches. What Tosfos Rid? We mentioned this very many times, but it started with the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda writes in a Tshuva in Yaradei and Simin Reish Aleph, Tinyana, I'm going to say something that has never been said before in the history of Torah. The Noda Yehuda didn't have a Tosfos Rid on Kiddushin and Ches. So they say the exact same thing. And the other Rishonim say it too, but the Noda Yehuda in Prague did not think that anybody else, he never saw anybody else that say it. We don't have it in the run-of-the-mill Rishonim, in the Ramban, the Rashba, the Chachmi Sfarad. And that is, when Shmuel says, Chita Achas Pateres Es Akri, that does not mean that you have fulfilled the mitzvah of giving Truma. There are two elements, says the Tosfos Rid, here, and the Noda Yehuda. There's the mitzvah nisina, and there is the tikkun of the kri. Be medayik in Shmuel's words. Chita achas poteres es akri. It makes the kri not tevel. It does not mean that you have given truma. Nason titein lo. You have to give truma. Right? You can't give something that is so little. Chita achas is not truma. So that's the chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. Right here, Kiddushin Nunches, and again, the Noda Bihuda says it as well. It's a huge topic. Again, we don't have time. It relates to the sugya. Relates to, it's not exactly parallel, to how many mitzvahs do you count for truma? Is it one big mitzvah, or do you count two mitzvahs, the hafrasha and the nesina? The Ramban has two mitzvahs. Hafrasha, he argues on the Rambam in Shoresh Yud Beis, in the Shurashim, the Rambam counts one big mitzvah. And the Ramban says, no, it's two mitzvahs. There's the hafrasha and the nesina. The Ramban says, what about a Kohen? The Kohen is mafresh, and he doesn't do a nesina. So, what do you mean? So you see there's separate, there's two separate, elements. And the Ramban says, you make a bracha by the hafrash, by the sina. You don't make a bracha by the, so you make a bracha by the hafrash, not by the sina. And you make a bracha by the end of every stage, end of the stage of the mitzvah. So, this is a machlokas. That machlokas relates to this issue about, is there a major difference between the sina and hafrash? Okay. Weiter. The Iba Yisema, first wide line. Dukuli amaleslu de Shmuel. Maybe everybody argues with Shmuel, vahacha, I don't time, the Rebbe, the Rebbe. So why does Rebbe say, really everybody holds like, does not hold like Shmuel. What's the reason for Rebbe? They have to pay for everything. We find the Ganav. Technically you're right. He didn't steal the Tevel. He didn't steal the Truma and the Maestris, but we make him pay anyway. Or the opposite. The Kuli Alma is Lud Shmuel. V'achayinu Taima de Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda de Kansinu Rabban Alabalabayas. De Lo Iboy Le Lishahu Ye Letivle. Where Koni the Balabayas, he should have been mafresh earlier. What's he having his tevel in his house for so long? He should have been mafresh, and that's why where Koni, we find him, that he does not get paid for it. Which also might relate to another machlokes achronim. Is there a mitzvah, we touched on this even yesterday. Is there a mitzvah to be mafresh, trumas, and maestras, even if I have no plans to eat from the field? What if I have 50,000 acres? And I'm not going to eat all of the fruit in these acres. Is there a mitzvah to go and be mafresh even if I have no plans to eat? Machlokas, the Taz in Yoredeya in Siman Aleph seems to say yes. There's a mitzvah to do it even if you have no plans to eat. Right? So maybe this line is like a smach. Right? You shouldn't delay it. What if you have no plans to eat it? In a chinami, even so. You might also say not. It might just be this is a case where you're planning to eat it, so you should do it as quickly as possible. Either way, Vayter. Tanan says the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Hamakadish b'Jumas u'Ma'asus b'Matanos b'Mechadish b'Efer Para Averzu Mukudeshes v'Afal Pi Yisrael v'Afilu Yisrael v'Raminu. But ask a stira from a Mishnah in Meseches Bechoros Hanotel Schar Ladun. If you take money to judge as a dayan, Dina b'Talem. Your din is not a din. La ha'ir edusa b'tela. If you take money to be a witness, your edus is batal. La hazos ula kadesh, right? If you take money to sprinkle para aduma or to put the ashes onto the water, that's called kiddush, meimav meima ara the efer efer makle. Right? That's terrible. So what do you see? That the ashes and the water is totally off limits to you. So how can we say in our Mishnah that mukudashes? Answer, Amar Abaya Lokasha, Kan Bishar Hava'a Umilui, Kan Bishar Hazava Kiddush. It depends. Is it the money that you got for the Heksher mitzvah of Paraduma? The Heksher of getting the water and filling the pail with water? That is Heksher that you're allowed to, that money is considered yours to use for Kiddushin. But the actual Hazava Kiddush, that's not. Dekanami, and it's also clear from the Mishnah, Diktani Hacha, because there's a difference in language. Here it says, B'mechatas u'be'efer para, Diktani Hasam la'hazos u'lekadesh. Shema Amina, there it's focused on the actual mitzvah. Here it's just the item that you are bringing to use. Hadalachish makadesh, what a parak. And now we start the third parak, which is also jam-packed. Let's just start the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Homer lechadero, say three cases in the Mishnah. Number one, Homer lechadero, say v'kadesh li'isha plonis. Please go marry Sarah for me. He went and married Sarah for himself. The shliach took it for himself, so mekudesh is l'sheni. So the shliach did not do what he was supposed to do. He got married to Sarah, so married to the second one. We'll start with Tosfos by the Shem tomorrow. What's the chiddush? V'chein, second case. Ha'omer li'isha hariyah mekudesh is li'lachar shloshim yom. A man says to a woman, you're married to me after 30 days. This perek, a lot of this perek is about tsna'im. If the last parak had a lot about shlichus, this is the main sugi in Shas, this parak about tnaim, making conditions. So Amar Leisha, you're married to me after 30 days. Uba'acha v'kisha b'toch shloshim yom. Someone else marries within. Mekudesh is l'sheni. So the second one is married. Why? Because the first one is not married yet until after 30 days. So the second guy beat him. Pas Yisrael l'koin, tocha b'truma. And it's mamish. It's a kedushin v'adai. Me'achshu v'lacha shloshim yom. But what if he has a suffix lashon? He says, me'achshav u'lacha shloshim yom. Uba'acha v'kisha b'toch shloshim yom. Mekudesh is v'ne mekudesh. So then it's a suffix kedushin. Bas Yisrael l'koin. Obas koin l'Yisrael. Lo tochal b'truma. Because he used the lashon of me'achshav and u'la'achar shloshim yom. So we'll have to see what the chidushim of each of those cases are. And then we will continue. Tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow, again, Nuntas has Ani HaMahabech B'Charara and other issues that come up on Daf Nuntas. Okay, we'll stop here.